This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And kicking off our number three. You know, I teased talking about Canada, and it's going to have to wait.
What?
Because I was scrolling the Twitter and came across an article about Geek Squad, and since we were talking about geek stuff and government spying.
Whose story do you have on that?
This comes from boingboing.net.
Think I had that one too. Go ahead.
Headline, Geek Squad secret spying on behalf of the FBI went on for a decade and involved constant ongoing collaboration. A 2017 prosecution of a California doctor charged with possessing child porn revealed that the FBI had been tipped off by a Best Buy technician that the doctor had paid to service his computer. The technician had searched his computer and then provided evidence to the FBI, sidestepping the need for the FBI to obtain a warrant. The trial revealed that it was a routine activity for the Best Buy service tech, who were given cash bonuses by the FBI for undertaking detailed forensic examinations of customers' devices without their knowledge or consent and without any particular suspicion.
Ah, but they must have had a warrant, though, right?
No. It sidestepped the need for the FBI to obtain a warrant because it was the Geek Squad just looking around on the computer. The EFF filed a raft of FOIA requests about the practice and has published a lengthy analysis of what we know about the Best Buy FBI collaboration and which areas remain murky. They show that the FBI and Best Buy had collaborated for at least a decade, at least, could be much longer, and confirms that Best Buy technicians were given secret cash bonuses for rooting around on customers' computers. FBI agents were given tours of Best Buy service centers and engaged in parallel construction, where they used tips from Best Buy to secure warrants without revealing to their investigation subjects that the initial info had been provided to them from technicians who had effectively been deputized by the FBI to conduct warrantless, suspicionless searches.
Okay, hold on. Deputized. Now there is some legal process to go through to be deputized.
It says effectively.
Oh, I understand.
They were not actually
deputized. But what I'm trying to identify is how many violations of the law may have occurred here. So, besides the unconstitutionality of getting basically information, it is a fishing expedition.
Yes.
The FBI has tried to sell this in the past as saying, no, we had real concerns about, you know, Dr. Bob, and that we think he may have ties to, you know, jihadic extremism or
right,
whatever, but this kind of rolls that in a completely different direction, and it makes it much worse.
Right, and again, it, you know, talks about this parallel construction, and I seem to recall that we had talked about some kind of court case about whether or not this was even allowed, but I don't remember exactly what that was. But again, this parallel construction that was happening here, the FBI would, and let's pretend for a moment, Chris, we're going to role play here. I'm FBI, you're Best Buy.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, you look at a lot of computers here, right?
All day long, man. We're geeks.
All right. And you can, like, dig around in those while you're working on them.
You wouldn't believe some of the stuff we come across, FBI.
I would love to see some of the stuff you come across. How about if you give me some anonymous tips and then you might just wind up seeing an envelope with a little bit of cash in it.
Are you threatening to bribe a member of the Geek Squad FBI?
No. See, what I'm trying to do here is... How much? You don't make a lot of money working at Best Buy,
right.
Do you?
That would have never been the requirement. Cool. How much do I make?
You want to be able to afford to take a vacation every now and then?
I spend all day looking at those big screen TVs, PS4s.
You would love to have one of those big screen TVs,
I
right?
I would.
Yeah, you can afford several of those on just any little bit of info that you give me.
Yeah.
You can give me some of that info. Right, Chris?
Geek Squad. Yeah, I suppose I could.
Well,
your
name badge says Chris, Geek Squad. So.
Yeah. But hey, you're the FBI, and you wouldn't be asking me to do this if it were illegal, so I'm going to assume, yeah. Plus, he's offering to pay me, so...
giving me anonymous tips.
Well, hey, you're the FBI. That's cool.
We don't need warrants for anonymous tips.
I don't need anything more than that coin you're going to be putting in my pocket.
Yeah, so that's basically what happened.
Right.
Here's some anonymous tips, FBI, and then the FBI said, we got an anonymous tip that we know to be very factual, so now we're going to get a warrant to search this computer because we know that there's evidence on this computer. Oh, how do we know that there's evidence? We just know.
Right. They'll come up with a complete, and this is the parallel construction, well, in surveillance of this other person that he emails frequently, we were doing that, and then we saw it was coming from him. So they can go through this whole process and never actually reveal that the original source was illegally obtained because they didn't have a warrant. They didn't have a deputized law enforcement officer collect the data. It's basically hearsay at this point.
Correct.
But they don't want to create the fruit of the poisonous tree. They don't want to taint that. So while they have the knowledge, they'll create the evidence in another fashion, and that's parallel construction.
The EFF writes... in part that's quoted here by Boing Boing, although these documents provide new details about the FBI's connection to Geek Squad and its Kentucky repair facility, the FBI has withheld a number of other documents in response to our FOIA suit. Worse, the FBI has refused to confirm or deny to the EFF whether it has similar relationships with other computer repair facilities or businesses, despite our FOIA specifically requesting those records. The FBI has also failed to produce documents that would show whether the agency has any internal procedures or training materials that govern when agents seek to cultivate information at computer repair facilities.
So basically,
EFF filed a FOIA, and the FBI responded with, all right, you got us on this Best Buy thing. Here's documents about that. Oh, you wanted to know if we work with Staples and Office Depot and all these other places? We didn't see that. We're not responding.
Right.
You want those? Sue us.
Yeah, and
it's basically the response.
Exactly. And, out of all this, and it's a disgusting story, and the fact that now what this is saying is you can't even hire people to come into your home or get services in the free market, if we had one in the marketplace, I should say, for fear that people are being bribed by your government to search without warrant your property.
Right.
And, This is tyranny. This is what tyranny looks like. This is what East Germany looked like. Don't believe that you live in the freest country in the world, because you absolutely do not. And the lengths that these guys are going to ensure that they have jobs and to ensure that their budgets continue to increase, because they're not catching a whole lot of terrorists.
Right.
They've got to come up with some other boogeyman, and that's...
And based on the Human Freedom Index that came out not too long ago, we don't even live in the freest country in North America.
Of course not.
That would be Canada.
Yeah.
that we're going to talk about next. Plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on the FBI using computer repair guys to spy on you, or you just spying on yourself thanks to Facebook? This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured Bitcoin cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, people have said that we talk about crypto too much on this show at times, but I don't think we've mentioned it other than mentioning some of the crypto stories earlier from news.bitcoin.com. I don't think we've really talked about crypto very much tonight, but cryptocurrencies are, you know, pretty big news right now, and a lot of that is because crypto is good technology.
Mm-hmm.
The liberty-loving voluntarist who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and they're creating a secure platform for money and messaging that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. And they have now over 7,500 secure nodes, making Zencash one of the strongest blockchains out there. Their team is now at 50 members, where originally they had 5. And their wallets are available on multiple platforms and in multiple languages. We're talking about, you know, not just English and Spanish, but a bunch of different languages. And not just on your laptop or your desktop, but also, you know, if you use Linux, where a lot of these things, oh, you're not using Windows? Sorry, nope. Zencash, they've got Linux, Mac, Windows, Android, and they're available now on 7 exchanges, working on more. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. So moving from something akin to a free market, like cryptocurrencies are, to something that's, well, not a free market, and that would be the Canadian medical system.
Or the U.S. medical system. Neither are free markets. But sometimes, Daryl, a headline just catches your eye, and you sort of do one of those Scooby-Doo. That's what I did when I saw this, because this comes to us from the Washington Post. Headline, hundreds of Canadian doctors demand lower salaries.
So in other news, there are hundreds of Canadian doctors
that are demanding not higher, but lower salaries.
Right. See, when you first told me the thing, I wasn't really paying attention, and I was like, yeah, of course they want more money.
Exactly. In a move that can only be described as utterly Canadian, hundreds of doctors in Quebec are protesting their pay raises, saying they already make too much money. As of Wednesday afternoon, more than 700 physicians, residents, and medical students from the Canadian province have signed an online petition asking for their pay raises to be canceled. The group named Médecins Québec, I'm going to just screw this up.
Quebec medical people.
Right. And there's MQRP is what they go by, which represents Quebec doctors and advocates for public health, started the petition on February 25th. Quote, we, Quebec doctors who believe in a strong public system oppose the recent salary increases negotiated by our medical federations. The petition reads in French. The physicians group said it could not in good conscience accept pay raises when working conditions remain difficult for others in their profession, including nurses and clerks, and while patients, quote, live with a lack of access to required services because of drastic cuts in recent years, unquote.
So how much was their pay raise that they said we don't want?
I didn't see a number in here, but maybe I missed it. We'll see if it brings one up here.
Yeah, because I'm just trying to contrast this with a story that I've been, you know, covering recently out of West Virginia, where teachers went on strike because they only got a 4% pay raise.
Right.
They wanted 5, only got 4. All right, that's it. We're walking out. School's closed.
Right. Yeah. This is what you get when...
And in Quebec, the doctors are like, hey, we're already overpaid here. We don't need the pay raise.
Our unions have been too successful in negotiating
these
things.
You can take it back.
A nurses union in Quebec had in recent months pushed the government to address the nursing shortage, seeking a law that would cap the number of patients a nurse could see. The union said its members were increasingly being overworked, and nurses across the province had held several sit-ins in recent months to push for better working conditions. In January, the situation was encapsulated in a viral Facebook post by a nurse in Quebec named Emily Richard, who posted a photo of herself teary-eyed after what she had said was an exhausting night shift. Richard said she had been the only nurse to care for more than 70 patients on her floor. She was so stressed that she had cramps that prevented her from sleeping, she added. Quote, "This is the face of nursing," unquote, Richard wrote, criticizing Quebec Health Minister Gaétan Barré, who had deemed recent health care system changes a success. So what this sort of comes down to is kind of what you get when you socialize medicine.
Yes.
So the Quebec and the Canadian healthcare system, they talk in this about, you know, it doesn't sound like resources are being well allocated. You know, they're like, we have to pay our doctors more, so we're paying our doctors more. But we don't have enough nurses. Well, we can't afford to do those, so they'll just have to wait.
We can't afford to pay the nurses more because we've got to pay the doctors more, but we have too many doctors and not enough nurses.
Right. And the end result in all this socialism is what? And they all talk about it. The doctors talk about it. The nurses talk about it. How long people have to wait for health care in Canada. And it doesn't make sense to a lot of people when you just let the market do its thing. When you loosen things up, things fall into place. It's an overused phrase. My apologies to Adam Smith, but the invisible hand tends to guide resources where they're most needed. And when you try to centrally plan a healthcare system, it's like centrally planning anything else. It's going to fail.
Right. Centrally planning things does not work.
Right. And that's why decentralized systems, unorganized systems, chaotic systems, tend to be more efficient. And we see this in nature, we see this in business, and now we're seeing it on the blockchain. See, I had to get one more, you know, blockchain thing in there.
Yeah.
Quote, "I don't know where you're going to get your information, but it's not in the reality of nursing," the nurse wrote. She later added, "I'm broken by my profession. I'm ashamed of the poverty of care that I provide as far as possible. My health system is sick and dying." Well, it shouldn't be, because you guys, all you central planners, promised the Canadian citizens that, hey, if we can just do all this, just bring it all under government control, then we can ensure everybody and everybody's going to have better health care. We're not going to have that horrible market, that free market in the way of taking care of people.
Right.
We hear the same thing here in the U.S.
So hospitals should be handled the same way that schools are. We can't just trust anybody to
wind up
treating you for, you know, a fractured pinky or something. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the story about the uniquely Canadian thing, according to the Washington Post. But first, I want to tell you about a camping festival that's happening this summer. It's called Fork Fest. Yeah, that's right. Fork. F-O-R-K. Okay. Now, no, it's not a festival all about forks. Now, what it is, it's a festival that has forked off of other camping festivals that happen in the summer at Rogers Campground. So this summer, join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, libertarians from June 14th through the 18th for ForkFest 2018 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork, you know, a play on the word, like cryptocurrencies have forks. ForkFest has forked from other camping parties in the woods. Shire Fest, Somalia Fest, happening last year, and this year, for each Shire Fest and Somalia Fest that you've ever had, you get one free Fork Fest, and you're invited to come create whatever experience you want to have. Fork Fest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge, so it's up to you to create what happens. Or you can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers. Find out more at forkfest.party. Join the forums or the Telegram chat group, forkfest.party. Getting back into the story, we've been talking about Canadian doctors asking for a pay reduction and giving
a pay reduction,
giving back their give them back the money that they got as part of a raise that was negotiated by their union. Meanwhile, we're hearing from nurses that, number one, there are not enough nurses and that they're underpaid and overworked. Again, this is what happens in socialism, that resources do not find their way where they are most needed when you have central planning. It's better to let the market handle that. And the nurse who posted was Nancy Ricard. Ricard's post has been shared more than 55,000 times. Quote, "There's always money for doctors," she says, "but what about the others who take care of patients?" The president of Quebec's nurses union said, according to Global News.
Right, and when I read this quote, and I know I mentioned, you know, there's striking similarities, but in contrasting styles to the West Virginia teachers that wound up going on strike because they only got a 4% raise instead of a 5% raise.
Right.
But something that, you know, this Quebec Nurses Union president says, there's always money for doctors, but what about the people that are actually taking care of people? And that's something that is a legitimate complaint from teachers, is the administrators wind up getting, you know, this huge chunk of the school budget. There's money for the administrators, but I've got to go out of pocket and buy things for my classroom.
Oh, yeah.
And then the response is, oh, so you need more money.
Yeah. This is such a contrast.
And, again, I know that I'm kind of picking on the teachers in West Virginia that went on strike for only getting a 4% raise, but at the same time, it seems as though, you know, part of the complaints that they have aren't necessarily being addressed of, there's not money for the things in the classroom. Oh, okay, so we'll give you a pay raise, and then you can go buy those things. And see, then you wind up getting to deduct those on your taxes because it's a business expense.
Yeah, and I have no idea if this is accurate, but it sounds in line with other charts that I've seen. I'm literally Googling and pulling the first thing up. U.S. public school growth in students and school personnel, 1950 to 2009. The number of students increased by 96%, according to this chart.
So almost double.
Almost double. The number of teachers increased by 252%.
All right.
The number of administrative and other staff increased by 702%.
So, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, so that's what we have. We have more people going into these central planning jobs. And when we talk about administration, when we talk about central planning, the school board, the school administrators are the lowest level of central planners. You also have central planners that are at the state level.
And the federal
level. So this is what happens when we try to do that. You end up hiring things, and that's why I'm such an advocate of doing away with the Department of Education. Everybody's like, well, you don't want kids to be educated. You must hate children. Don't you want kids to be able to read?
Well, don't you want a Department of Education has only existed since the mid-1970s.
Yeah, number one. Number two, what they do is they come up with some standards. They receive tax money from all 50 states. And then they basically look at school districts or look at states and say, how are you doing with our standards? Okay, you did pretty well, so we're going to send money back to you in the form of a block grant. They don't teach anyone. All they do is they receive the money, they burn through about $5 billion a year in overhead, and then they send back what's left over.
They must be selecting the textbooks that little Timmy uses.
In some case, I don't know if they put out recommendations, but oftentimes those are made at the state level or at the local school district level. That it's just a waste of money.
What about Michelle Obama's school lunch thing? Like, they must be telling the lunch ladies what to cook on Tuesdays.
Well, anything they tell the states they want done or tell school districts they want done, they're likely to get done because states and school districts have their own interests. And that's to get back some of that federal money that we all sent to Washington. So you have this perverse incentive for people to do whatever this group of non-educators does in Washington, just so you can hope to get more of the scraps back from what everybody had to pay him in the first place.
So what you're saying is, I need to go to my school board meeting.
That would be a really good start. That would be a really good start, and then you need to write your congressman and ask them to please do away with this.
The point that I'm trying to make is when you go to the school board meeting, the local school board, they can't really make a lot of decisions because they're getting marching orders from the state and the feds.
Well, in some cases, but I advocate going to your local school board meetings, which is a real drag. There's not many things that are less exciting than school board meetings other than planning and zoning board meetings. But you're talking to people much closer to the issues that really affect you. They're educating your kids.
Right, but they're not making the decisions, my point.
My point is sometimes you can't sway them from making maybe they'll make a less bad decision if presented with it, or you can let them know that there's support behind this. So, you know, it's a multi-level problem. It's not going to solve itself anywhere easily, but I'm a big proponent of getting involved as close locally as you possibly can, because those people are much easier to hold accountable than nameless bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. that you'll never know, who are making decisions about your children's education or about your health care.
Yes.
As we have in
Canada.
Meanwhile, in February, Quebec's Federation of Medical Specialists reached a deal with the government to increase the annual salaries of the province's 10,000 medical specialists by about 1.4%, or from $4.7 billion currently to $5.4 billion in 2023, Canadian Broadcast Corporation's news reported. The average salary for a specialist in Quebec is already high. $403,537 annually.
Is that Canadian or U.S.?
Hard to tell. Probably Canadian. Compared with $367,154 in neighboring Ontario, according to CBC. And that's probably not too far out of line with U.S. costs. Some specialists can make up to $750 or close to $1 million if you're a high-end cardiologist.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on the uniquely Canadian thing of doctors rejecting a pay raise but nurses not getting one? This is Free Talk Live.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And how would you like to save money when you shop online, buying the things that you were going to buy anyway? Well, what if I told you you could save 5, 10, 15, 20% or more doing that? Well, you can when you go to saveatpurse.com. Now, it used to be a little complicated. You used to need an Amazon account, and then you'd need to put things in a wish list and then import the wish list into SaveAtPurse. But not anymore. Now you can just go to saveatpurse.com, put things into your cart, and then you select the discount you want, and then you fund the account using Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. And then somebody that wants to buy those cryptocurrencies will buy them, and then you get the items. And I've actually got something that was supposed to have been delivered today, but we had that snow thing, the nor'easter, and so there was a what's the word that they put for it's being delayed. They don't call it delay, but there's some other term.
It's a minor interruption in your shipping. I don't know what they say.
Yeah. Exemption or some kind of thing. So it should be here tomorrow, and I'd saved like 15% on some health food stuff.
Nice.
SaveAtPurse.com. Let's go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I have been called a doctor many times over in my life.
By whom?
Well, you know what? Ian asked me if I was a doctor. You guys asked me if I was a doctor. Many people
right. Because last... Hold on. So for anybody that wasn't listening to the show last night, you were calling in making some things that sounded very much like medical claims about vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. And so Ian asked if you were a doctor, because legally in the United States,
only doctors and other certified healthcare professionals are allowed to, in accordance with FDA guidelines, make medical statements of
right.
This cures this or this prevents that. Now, in a libertarian society, you would be free to make whatever outlandish claim you want, but then if somebody took your advice and they were harmed in some way because of your advice, then you should be held liable for that. So if I were to say, and I'm not saying this, but if I were to say that arsenic will cure your ulcers.
Yeah, in a sense
and then
it will.
Somebody takes some arsenic and then they wind up not having cured ulcers, then I should be held liable for giving bad medical advice. So you were making some medical claims, and that's why he asked if you were a doctor. But you're now saying that you actually are a doctor.
No, I am not a doctor, but the thing
okay.
is...
Okay, so we've cleared that up. You're not a doctor.
Okay, go ahead.
Right, but a lot of people have asked me over my life because... this man had 8 lung tumors, and he asked me what to do. And I gave him the advice of taking calcium, 1,500 milligrams, to help the tumors. And actually, 5 months later, it was in remission.
Hold on. What caused this guy to ask you what to do for his lung cancer?
She sounds like a doctor.
No,
were you just like standing on the street corner and counting all the cars that run red lights? And he was like, must be a doctor because only doctors would stand on the street corner counting cars running red lights.
Well, let me explain. He thought he considered my advice because we both have a friend, the same common friend that he used to have a stroke. But I gave him fish head soup, seaweed, and vitamins, liquid vitamins, and he was getting feeling back in his legs, and he got mobility on his arms, because I was giving him omega-3, DHA, EPA. I was telling him to take fish oils.
And where did you get this information?
Hold on, Bothy, I have to interrupt you for just a second. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Okay, carry on with your conversation.
So, Sarah, where did you get the information to give this guy fish head soup?
Well, actually, the omega-3 is good for your brain, your heart, your vascular system.
That wasn't the question. You said that you knew a guy that had a stroke. You told him, eat some fish head soup. Where did you come up with that?
No, she's using common sense, Daryl. Because, I mean, omega-3s are good for the brain. They're good for the heart. It's a common sense thing that you recommended. Hold on. Would you agree with that, Sarah?
Well, it's a common life knowledge because there's a lot of commercials. Right.
Commercials. They've been using these types of foods for these types of things for thousands of years. So the point is there's nothing wrong with recommending those things. The government has a problem with you recommending them if it has not been approved by the FDA.
I'm just trying to find out, like, how she came to the conclusion to make this recommendation.
If you came to me with a number of ailments, I could probably sit there and think for a second or two or Google and come up with something that anecdotally has some holistic effect help you.
When I was a kid, I was told, eat your carrots because rabbits don't wear eyeglasses.
Right.
Well, the thing about it is the truth. It sounds like a wise tale, but...
Yes, rabbits don't wear eyeglasses because rabbits don't go to a damn optometrist.
Oh, come on, Daryl. Now you're just being silly.
But she's talking about beta-carotene. It's one of the phytonutrients. It sounds like you hear it so much that it's a wise tale, but she was telling the truth. So the thing is that...
No, the reason rabbits don't wear glasses is they're not human. They don't go to eye doctors. They don't get their eyes tested. Dogs don't wear, seeing eye dogs don't wear glasses either. Horses don't wear glasses. Animal wears glasses.
I want to hear more from Dr. Meredith Gray. Go ahead.
Who is Dr. Meredith?
I'm sorry.
Well,
Sarah.
I was just, he was my roommate. He took me in. We were roomies. So he just ate my food. That's all he did. I was cooking fish head soup with a lot of omega 3 and seaweed. And he begins to heal. I never recommended anything. I never gave him any advice. He just ate with me.
Right. But you said you gave him advice. Now you're saying you didn't give him advice.
Well, now she knows it's against the law to say that, so we covered ourselves.
I just fed him what I ate. I love fish soup. I love seaweed. He ate with me. And so this guy remembered that he got better. So he was considering my advice. And I told him to take calcium, which is an alkaline. It drives the acid out of the body, brings in the oxygen. In an oxygen-rich environment, cancer cells die. And it happened that his 8 lung tumors was in remission. And I'm pretty sure he's still alive.
Where are you getting the information that calcium something something alkaline cancer dies?
Okay, calcium is alkaline. It's base. So therefore, when you have that, our bodies are alkaline at a pH of 7. Our stomach is a pH of 3, which is acid. So when we
yes,
have
that's what causes food to digest.
Okay, listen. You asked a question. Okay, when you have alkaline.
Yes, I did ask you a question, and you're not making any sense. You're saying that the body is one thing and the stomach is something else. Sarah, thank you for
right.
the call.
But these are the typical. Sarah does her own research. She comes to these conclusions based on things she reads, and sometimes she
right.
portrays them as the absolute truth.
The reason,
but it's not for you and I are free to question it, and our anyone listening to the show that happens to hear this stuff is free to question it.
Right.
You should not take the advice of your doctor without doing some research on your own, no more than you should take advice from Sarah.
Right. Woman who admittedly stands on the street corner to count cars running red light.
Hey.
But the reason that your stomach isn't an alkaline acid thing of 7, a pH of 7, is because it has to digest food.
Right. Breaks
there's
them
a
down
thing
with
called
acidity.
Stomach acid
yep.
that is used to digest food. If the stomach had a pH of 7, food would not digest.
Well, thank you,
and
Dr.
House.
And then
you House. Would get no nutrients, and you would die.
Man, you're just a real bummer. I was more interested in talking to Dr. Sarah.
Who got her doctorate from a Cracker Jack box.
But she puts a great spin on it. There are people out there that
have a Cracker Jack box. This is Free Talk Live. We're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, but we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.